Welcome to the 20th episode of La Storia Podcast. I'm your host, Santina Giannino. My guest today is Kelly Tian. Her strong faith in God has led her to write two books, Addicted to the Climb and The One Prayer, as well as being a top 50 YouTube podcaster in the Bible chat, and coaching women in faith so that they can become the courageous leaders of their lives. Fasten your seatbelts for this graceful, inspiring woman. I'm so thrilled to have you here today on my podcast.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you have a very interesting background and story to tell. Should we start with like your background? Want to start a little bit with that?
Sure. So I don't know how far back you want me to go.
Whatever you are comfortable with.
Okay. I like to say that, well, first, I grew up as an only child, and that was very meaningful to me because I had the best parents in the world, and they just were very supportive and loving and let me be independent my whole life, which was amazing. But my mom, when I was born, she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which it's very inflammatory in your body if you're not sure what that it's painful, right. It attacks your joints. But going through all that, and I'm telling you this for a reason, because watching my mom go through such a debilitating disease, she had such faith that she never, she didn't have a pity party around what she was going through. She always kept her faith really strong. She had a lot of hope and courage to just wake up and leave the house. So as a little girl and growing up into an adult, I watched my mother really as a warrior and a survivor and a courageous woman. That's what she modeled to me my whole life. And as I started venturing out in my life, building businesses, and I started as a school teacher, to be honest. And
wow.
I knew I loved working with children. I worked with inner city children, and I really truly loved being around them. They didn't have moms and dads, and they didn't have winter clothes, and so I really loved taking care of them in that way. But I knew it wasn't my calling. I knew that God had something more for me, so I ended up creating a fitness business, and I called it Kelly's Boot Camp. It was amazing, but prior to opening the doors to my fitness business, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
So I know, and if you ever hear the words, you know, you have cancer,
yes.
It's very scary, and you go through all the emotions of why me, and you're angry, and so the reason I told you about my upbringing and my mom is because when I was going through that very traumatic event in my life, I had to rely on my strength and my faith. I always looked at my mom as a pillar of strength. And I said, when I'm going through this, if she did it, I can do it. She showed me how to be resilient. She showed me how to get back up and not stay in the pity party and, you know, think, why did this happen to me? She really taught me to just, okay, well, this is happening. What am I going to do about it? And so I ended up going forward with my fitness business, and it was the best thing I ever did because those women were there in my classes and really, they gave me the courage and the motivation to keep going. They didn't even realize it, but I knew that was God's plan. You know, he had a plan for me, and going into this business, having breast cancer, as scary as it was a beautiful experience because my—
Wow, never heard that before.
well, honestly, when I look back, if you ask me during the time, it was not like that. But when I look back, if I didn't have those women to show up for in my classes every day while I was going through my treatment, I'm not sure where I would be today. You know, it was really, when you look back on your life's events, it's sometimes there's so many lessons in there and beautiful, you know, blessings that
right.
can come out of something so traumatic. So I had my fitness business. I got through my cancer. I am now 15 years free of cancer, which is beautiful blessing. And I'm very
God bless
happy.
You. 15 yes. years. Was your mom alive when you had cancer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, she was. And, you know, we just handled it together as a family. My husband was amazing. Everybody was just so supportive, and that's what we need when we're going through these tough times, right?
Exactly.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the support and the love and knowing that you have ears that will listen to you when you just want to cry or just talk to people. And so that was so beautiful for me to have that. And my mom was really my best friend, so she was the one I went to all the time. But going through my fitness business, I had that business for 11 years.
Oh.
And yes, it was so much fun. I led boot camps and trained women on stages. I was actually, I'm not sure if you know this, Santina, but I was a 4-time national bikini champion.
No, that I didn't know. But you're in excellent shape, though, I was just going to say.
Well, this was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but you're still in excellent shape.
Thank you.
Oh.
I do. I keep up. My fitness is really my life. I love fitness. I've always been into the gym. And I really do. That's why I started it.
Yeah.
The boot camp, I started my boot camp because two of my guy friends were opening a gym. And I said, you know, as I was teaching, as I told you, I was a teacher, I wasn't really content and fulfilled. I knew there was something more for me. So when my friends were opening this gym, I took a chance and just said, hey, can I start some fitness classes? Would you guys let me do that if I get certified as a trainer? They said, yes. And so that's how the whole thing started. I just really jumped in head first. And
good
it really
you.
Was a really fun experience. I had thousands of women come through my doors.
Wow.
And yeah, it was so much fun. And I trained women to do fitness competitions after I had won all my titles. So that was a fun experience too, because it was a little different. It was putting them on these extreme diet plans that, oh my gosh, it was great, but it was very challenging to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost my mom. So I lost my mom around year 10 in my fitness business, and then COVID hit. So this all, my mom passed almost towards the end of 2017. And then shortly after that, COVID hit and the fitness business was really just, that was everything to me. And, you know, everything shut down at that
right,
point. So
right.
I was really at a standstill of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And as you know, everybody was in the same boat. But again, I had to lean on my faith so much in those times. And that's, again, why I told you this is what I witnessed my mother doing my whole life. And I saw her pick herself back up. So I knew that maybe my fitness business isn't where I'm supposed to be, but God has a plan for me. So I coached, like I told you, thousands of women over the years.
Right.
And I knew that they needed me still in some way. And I knew I had a gift of empowering women to get back up on their feet, because I overcame breast cancer. I knew how to start a business. I knew how to take a chance on myself and really bet on me. And I knew how to encourage myself with my faith. So Addicted to the Climb, my current brand, that's when it was born. You know, I believe God really downloaded that name to me, because I've realized over my life that I'm a climber. I never back down from a challenge. I will not back down from picking myself back up. You know, life is hard. I say life is a climb.
Yeah.
But we always have a choice to make in our hard moments and our challenging situations that we face. And I knew that me speaking that and using my voice to help other women, that's what I wanted to do. So I ended up building my brand, Addicted to the Climb. It started with a podcast, And then I wrote my first book, Addicted to the Climb. And then I started coaching women, doing more life coaching to help them get unstuck or find a way to climb their, you know, themselves out of their dark situations. So I started doing a lot of coaching in that way. And that's what I'm still doing today. I speak to women in workshops and conferences, and I do a lot of faith speaking as well. I do both sides. I spoke to Verizon, the company, this past year, and I just love it. I love empowering women to just stay on track, and it's not over because you turned 50 or whatever you think, and let's keep going here. Let's keep climbing, and that's my mission, and that's my motto.
Yeah, it's amazing. So how did you, so you wrote a book, your first book, but you had no experience, so...
Right.
How did you get to that point? How did you inspire yourself to, like, you know, start the first paragraph?
I know. Good question. I love that you asked me that. You know, I just knew after I lost my mom, that was a real rock bottom moment for me. And that's why, I told you in the beginning the story that she was my best friend my whole life since birth, and I lost her to a sudden aneurysm one day.
Sad.
It was very, very traumatic for me because it was very unexpected, and my world was shattered at that point. And again, I had to find a way to pick myself back up because I was crying for weeks. I didn't know what to do without her.
Right.
And it was very hard for me being an only child. And not that that matters. Everyone suffers alone. You know, we have to go through grief alone, even though we have siblings and family members. And I had to figure it out. Because she was my go-to. I called her. So back to why I wrote the book, I had to pick myself back up after her death once again. And at the same time, my dad was going through a rare blood cancer. So the two people I love the most, it was really scary for me because I didn't know if I was going to lose my dad at the same time.
Wow.
I know, it was hard. And so I said, you know, I'm picking myself back up. I'm going to rely on my faith and I'm going to write about it. I want to help other people and I want to share my stories of how I am addicted to the climb and how they can be too. So I basically, Santina, I started just writing stories, really short stories about each event that I've gone through in my life. And I ended up, they're very short, 2 to 3, you know, 3 minute stories. They're not long. The book is called Addicted to the Climb.
Right.
And you can pick it up and just read one of them a day and feel inspired.
Exactly.
And encouraged.
Yeah.
That's what that book is about. Really short bursts of empowerment. And that's it. They're personal. I ended up writing 30 personal stories to just help others. And I said, you know, this book is really going to be for my kids. I wanted that to leave them with something. I didn't really know where it would go in the beginning. I just started writing. And then I asked somebody for help. I had no idea. I never wrote anything.
Right.
As you know, I come from a fitness background.
Right.
But
well, you're an entrepreneur. So that's what happens, right?
Yes. You end up finding your strengths.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, it's funny because I guess I am a very strong writer. I ended up, I love to write. I never thought that that would be me today. It's crazy.
Now you're reading a second book. Already,
and
in a short time.
Yes, and within 2 years, my second book is out, and that one's called The One Prayer. And again, it's very faithful. It's really just helping people get back to prayer, and because that's where we can find a lot of our peace, no matter what religion you are.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what background you are. Being prayerful is so beautiful and powerful because it's getting outside of yourself. And, you know, sometimes we're not strong in ourselves and we don't have the courage. But when we start praying, it just gives us a different kind of courage. And it really does. And so that book, my second book called The One Prayer, is really to help people become intentional about praying for others and themselves. We all need prayers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people that don't pray or don't have any faith, I just feel like they're really empty inside, you know? And they're
Yes,
always searching for something, but they have no idea what. Yeah, faith definitely and prayer really doesn't make you feel alone.
yes, that's the thing. That's the key right
Yeah.
there.
Prayer
Nobody
is
likes
like
feeling
you're just
alone. It's
talking
very
to God.
isolating.
Prayer is like you're talking to God instead of talking to a friend, right? So
Yes.
that's why it is fulfilling
It
and it
is.
gives you
And, you know,
hope.
going through hard times, there's a lot of fear people
Right.
face. As you know, I went through it. I have a lot of fears. And in the middle of the night, when I'm fearful and I'm alone and I wake up in the night, what do people do that don't have faith? I'm
Right,
so
right.
blessed that I can just pray and take my mind off my problems and put my mind on God, because that's where my peace comes from. And that's what I really help women today do. I help them really come back to praying to God instead of worrying and putting their troubles in front of them all day long. I mean, listen, we all have troubles all day long, right? We can
Right,
all,
right.
there's always something going on in our days that disrupt us and our thoughts become negative. And that's why I'm so, you know, passionate about sharing my faith, because I've been through a lot of hard things, and without my faith, I don't know again where, if I would be here today, if I would be happy, if I would have peace. And that's what my faith and that's what my prayer life does for me. It helps me remain peaceful in tough times.
Yeah, so you're doing like actual coaching, right?
Yes.
And
And
you
I've
do.
been coaching for for 20 years in all different areas. It's just who I am. Yes. And from fitness coaching, but prior to fitness coaching, while I was teaching in the schools, I also was part of a big network marketing company that I led teams of women and coaching them on how to create their business. So I've been coaching business women and fitness and now faith. So it all ties together.
Yeah, it all ties together. And then you have the podcast. So everything it revolves around faith and prayer for you, right? The coaching and the podcast. So I read that you are the top 50th podcast in YouTube for the Bible chat. So what are your top podcast? Congratulations. Top
Thank you.
50.
I was so excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's excellent. I haven't listened to one yet, but it is on my list. So, do you have guests or do you talk about the Bible? What is your
I have
agenda?
guests once or twice in a month, and I do solo episodes where I'm really just my solo episodes are really to empower my audience to move forward, climb, keep climbing. So, you know, last week I did three keys on how to build your faith. So it's all faith-based. Yes.
Right.
I give, you know, tips on how I build my faith. And then, yes, all my guests are Christian women, either building businesses. Most of them are ambitious Christian women entrepreneurs that come on my show. And we just talk about how they built their business, how they balance being a mother and a business and their faith. So yeah, it's all kinds of great topics that I talk about.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you sort of like concentrate on certain things each time, you know, and just pay attention to all that. And you obviously have your faithful following, you know, to make your 50th podcaster. Yeah,
So super
that's
excited. And I also have my YouTube channel as well.
right. You're amazing. It's just
Oh,
like.
thank
And
you.
when I met you, everybody was so impressed with you. You're
Oh.
just very graceful. You're beautiful, but you're
Thank you.
graceful. You know, like you don't act like a beauty. You know.
You know, I think that is the biggest compliment somebody can give me. And I am so appreciative of that. I mean, thank you so much. You really just made my day. I appreciate it more
Yeah.
than you know.
But it's so obvious, like everybody that was watching you, like I was sitting there listening to you, and to see such a beautiful woman, the way that you talk about your faith and how you're so open, it was just really, really impressive. And then, to learn about your background, like all the amazing things, like this has really been a journey for you, an amazing
Yes.
journey. And writing two books, that's really quite an accomplishment to have them published.
Thank you. Yes, it's not always easy, but you know it's so much fun. It really is, in getting your stories out there and what you're passionate about. So I'm very proud of my books, and I will be writing my third book. Stay tuned.
Oh, so you're working on that now?
I am. The title's already there. It's just, gathering all my outline to get started.
Wow.
So I'm hoping I can have, it takes time, but I'm gonna shoot for next February for it to be done.
To re release it.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just know how to push yourself the right way to move forward, to keep on climbing the ladder, right?
That's it. I'm trying. Yep, that's it. One foot in front of the other.
I always say that it's one of my favorite sayings. One foot in front of the other. That's all you can do. And that takes you
Right.
where you want to go.
Right.
People
Right.
don't believe in little tiny steps sometimes. So, oh, this is not going to make that much of a difference, because what difference? But actually it does.
It
Because
really does.
all it takes is a little action.
Yep.
And if you continuously do small actions about the things that you want to do, where you want to go, and work towards that, it really actually happens. But people give up a little bit too quickly, I think.
Oh,
It's,
definitely. I see it all too often.
yeah.
It is because, everybody wants a result. They want to see the
Right away.
results immediately.
Right.
And if it's 2 weeks or 4 weeks, sometimes results take 3 months. Some,
Exactly.
you have to know that.
And
And
some and
it's all about just being consistent.
right. Perseverance is the key to everything. Even like
Right.
with working out, people want to see, like you say, immediate results, but no, it takes almost years sometimes, but you have to be consistent.
Oh my gosh, it's funny that you're saying that because just this morning, my 17-year-old son, he says, "Mom, I have been working out so hard and trying so hard, and it's almost been a year and nothing's changing." And I said, "Buddy, first of all, you're getting tall and everything's changing. Sometimes we don't see the changes that are taking place, but others do. And that's why you can't give up. You just can't." And I just told him that today. I said, "You can't, you have to keep going. What are you going to do? Stop? You're only 17. This is about keeping going, being consistent, and showing up in the gym. If you want to get bigger, you have to keep showing up. It takes time. Muscles are not built overnight, believe me."
I know. I've been working out practically all my life, and
Yes.
it is a journey. Like, it's the changes are so tiny, but if you do
Right.
stop, though, the changes, the reverse changes happen really, really quickly.
Yeah, that is for sure. Yes,
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is so true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you're not working, yes,
Yeah.
it can all unravel very quickly.
Very
So
quickly.
stay on it.
Right. And unfortunately, some people just on the 11th hour, just before things were gonna happen, they just give up, and
Yep.
then they just get discouraged and maybe not even try other things after that.
It's so true. So
Yeah.
true.
Yeah. So, how many kids do you have? Two?
I have two. My daughter is 24, and again, my son is 17.
17.
This summer, they're 25 and 18, which is crazy. They're so
Yeah.
old.
Well, you got married pretty young, too.
Yes,
So,
I
yeah.
know. And it's fun to be young with them. So I
Yes.
am enjoying it very much.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, this is really a very compelling story that you have. Anything else that you want to share?
Just what we talked about is really life is a climb. We have to face our climbs with grace and know that if we don't give up, we will get to the other side. So have faith in yourself, have faith in God, and just keep climbing. That's it.
Keep climbing. Okay. Well,
Yes.
thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you. I think it's in a week or 2 weeks
Yes,
in May
May 4th.
4th.
Yes.
Okay, I so look forward to seeing you then and talk again.
Same here. I cannot wait, and thank you so much for having me. I appreciate all the things that you're doing too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.